Hey, are you tired?
Don't worry. I often fall asleep in public toilets. Usually, I tend to visit the same toilet in one location for a very long time. It makes me feel at home and safe. I settle in, my thoughts drifting away, carrying daily duties, timetables, and busy buddies with them until they merely linger around my head like a vague memory. My vision tuning out of focus, dissolving into the dream world. I scream. Beautiful, soft, and white ice cream, melting on my tongue, dripping down my throat, reaching out for every single cell in my body, transforming it into a sensation of pure pleasure. Greens are said to be very good on your detox system, you know. As you should tend to be preconditioned with your health during all your adult life, this might be a very important information for you. You know, this public toilet might just be the right spot to think about how to integrate more greens into your daily diet. Maybe you even carry the right literature in your handbag or backpack. Maybe you have just bought a book on how to clean my system within 30 days by eating only greens. No matter how you proceed, please do not forget to scroll over the scribblings on your toilet door while you're sitting comfortably. You know there might be very helpful information waiting for you, or even phone numbers you have always been waiting for without knowing it yet. Do not let yourself get distracted by nasty remarks, though, you know. Just go on with your proceedings. You will be successful. Have you ever taken to a specific public toilet for no good reason? Recently, I visit public toilets thinking whether I would possibly prefer the one or the other if it was glazed with a hint of orange flavor. The doorknob may be shaped like a baby orange, or the water in the toilet taking down everything I passed on in orange swirls. Orange is my most favorite color. My mama used to tell me that for some years, when I was a little girl, I would only accept oranges for breakfast. "Won't you care for something else, darling?" my mama used to say. And me, sitting there at the table with a sleepy gaze in my eyes, shaking my head towards her. I wonder why I have never come across a place that had sex on the toilet on the board. After all, sex on the beach has been around for quite a while and made it onto highly appreciated restaurant and bar menus all over the world. Even the screaming orgasm has become socially accepted. But no sex on the toilet in sight. Maybe it is phonetically unattractive. Maybe it is too obvious. Maybe bar mixers are not sure what kind of ingredients to put in. Maybe too many in disguise sweethearts would feel tracked down and undercover darlings would blow up. Maybe it is nothing you ask for, but simply have it.